I don't think so.
We're going to call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization.
Oh, Quibi ain't plugged in yet.
Attendance by observation. Anderson, Gronewald, Bauman, Adams, Fleece, Byers, and Barnard.
Yeah, I think you got to have an assessor here.
No.
Go ahead. Don't you? You don't
have to. No, she should be,
but
yeah.
You don't have to have for, I thought you had to, like you got to have a clerk.
Well, they were here.
Who?
Lorraine was here.
Yeah,
Lorraine.
Yeah.
Did you guys see this?
Want me to go get somebody?
314 is Pat.
Yeah.
310 is
Lorraine. That's equal. Medical State has been approved for 55%.
All we've got is a
good exemption.
Approve or disapprove agenda is presented.
So move.
Moved by Fleece.
Second.
Second by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 6-0. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting. 7-0. I'm sorry. I'm 6.
Bulb is out.
Yeah, your bulb's out. Well,
We had to switch it, and you were gone. So
time.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last. You took the bulb out when I was gone.
Yeah. Is that a sign of something?
Yeah.
Okay. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting.
I can only vote no. So move. No, I'm not going to move. I wasn't here.
Moved by Barnard. Second by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 with Fleece abstaining. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items? Equalization, Steve? Or are you here for equalization?
No, I'm here for liquor license.
Okay. No comments. Approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 8.
I move we approve tax correction slip number 8.
Moved by Barnard.
Second. Yeah,
seconded by Byers.
What is it before I vote? Just an eyeball it? Sorry.
I got another cutting out on me.
That's just paper you have.
No, it must be
5%.
Okay, comfortable with it? Vote. 7-0. I'm assuming when you're dark today, it's a positive, right? Okay. Public hearing, approve or disapprove tax exemptions on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations. And it's Wymore Church of Christ. Need a motion to open the public hearing?
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Second by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 in favor of opening the public hearing. Anyone here to sign up to speak at the public hearing? Public hearing will consist of Wymore Church of Christ, Ford 202 van. Property tax would be $1,180.
We need a motion to close the hearing.
We need a motion to close the public hearing.
I would so move.
Second.
Moved by Barnard, seconded by Fleece. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to close the public hearing. Need a motion to approve or disapprove.
So move to approve.
Moved by Barnard.
Second.
Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Patty, what do you have?
Not much. Right now we're working on finalizing our values for 2010. We have to have an abstract to the state on March 19th. So Russ is coming down today. He's my liaison from the state. One thing I would like, and I probably will send a letter out, it would be very helpful for my farmers and the ag owners to bring in maps. We have had 2 conversions on soils. So if they bring their maps in from FSA, plus I want them to come in and maybe take a look at my records, make sure our soil types are all correct. We had a soil redone here, 4 years ago? There's been 2 conversions since that time. so they can go get their records from the USDA and bring them in to me, and let's make sure that everything's squared away and right. Another thing I'm looking for is all the people that have CRP ground. That could be valued a little differently than how it went into the program this year, so it would be helpful for them to bring in their maps and let us go through with them.
Actually, last year we had one that they had it down as pasture, and it was actually CRP the whole time, and he had to have an increase. So it's important that they do bring their maps in and cross-check them with the assessor's office. So what happened, Patty, maybe you want to explain. Sometimes we have discrepancies, and we've had that when people come in on their number of acres. Isn't it correct that you have to go off what pretty well the deed says?
Yes.
And sometimes they don't want to do that, but that's all we have as a county to go by.
We're going off what the deed says because FSA may have a few less acres or whatever, but we are going by deeded acres. And it's just real important because we cannot get any of the information from FSA because of the Privacy Act. So we have to either have a signed release.
Can you bring a copy of last year?
Now, the USDA, I'm not sure. We may be able to get the soils, but it's just easy for everybody just to look at their printout, make sure everything's right. We're good to go. And like I said, CRP could be valued a little less possibly than how it went in the program this year.
Mr. Chair, Patty, relating to the soils, I was just at a meeting the other day that they gave the website, the state, the new state soils map is available on the web. So that's something maybe your staff could do.
Yeah, and
because that is publicly available.
Yes.
Could they include that in the letter you send out to the farmers so they know if they could look it up themselves and make sure they're... Could you just put a line in the letter stating that it's available?
Well, and I may send a letter out with my valuation notices. I haven't quite decided what... Because we have sent questionnaires out. I think about 2 years ago I sent questionnaires out and we didn't get a real good response.
No.
Last year we did get some response, of course, when you come in. Got more dry land than grass. I'm not sure you're going to run right in here and tell me, but you know, there again, some of the people have taken their CRP out of the program, and that would go down to a grassland value.
We also had some issues where a pivot was put up and never reported to, became irrigated ground, and that never got on.
So those are the only things, and like I said, the 19th of March is when my abstract goes in, and then from that point, Turk rules whether I'm in compliance with the ranges on everything. A lot of things are, this is just a very, very different economy right now, one that I'm not familiar with in the 30 years I've been here because of the values and the properties, everything's going, you're starting to see a downward slide, you know. So valuations. Now the ag land still appears to be somewhat strong, but there again, the residential commercial is really seeing a tough time.
Okay, anything else for Patty? Anything else for the Board of Equalization? Equalization adjourned.